Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Kuf Tzadi Tes. We are up to Sif Yud, the last line on page 204. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud, Koton Shehigia La'onas HaPu'utos. A child that reached the age of Pu'utos, we'll see exactly what that age is shortly. V'odeya L'mi Mevarachin, and he knows who we are benching to. Mizamnin alav, he could be joined into the zimun, umitztarif bein l'shlosha bein l'asar, and he could join together both for a zimun of 3 and for a zimun of 10. The Ramah says, v'yesh omrim de'ein mitzarfen oso klal, some say that it's not true, a katan cannot be joined into a zimun, ad sheyehei ben shlosh esrei shana, until he is 13 years of age, da'oz machzikinan leke gadol shehevi shtei saros. Once he reaches the age of 13, then we could assume he has shtei saros as well, and then we could treat him like a gadol and he could join the zimun. V'cheino hagin v'ein l'shanos. And that is our minug, and one should not change from the minug. So we have here a machlokas, the Mechaber, and the Ramah, and the Svarim and Ashkenazim. The Mechaber says a child, once he's at the age of Pu'utos, and he understands who we are blessing, he could be joined into the zimun, he can count as one of the 3 or one of the 10. The Ramah says that he cannot join together until he is 13 years, but once he's 13 years, even if we don't know that he has simanim, we could assume he has simanim as well, and then he could join in the zimun. The Ramah then says, v'cheirish v'shota, im mechavnen umevinen mitzarfen lezimun. A cheirish, which is a person that is deaf, v'shota, someone who is doesn't have das, if they're mechavin and they understand what's going on, they could join together for a zimun. Afal pi she'ein ha-cheirish shomeya ha-bracha. A chiddush, even though the Shamaya is deaf, he can't hear the bracha, he could still be joined into the zimun. So let's see the Mishabura back from the beginning, Sif Koton Chav Gimel. So he said, a Koton Shehigia La'unas HaPu'utos. U'pachos Mizeh Ein Daito Choshev L'Klum Afil Yodeh L'Mi Mevarachim. If he's under this age, which we'll see in a moment what that age is, he is not considered a person that has Das. Even if he knows who we are benching, he is not going to be counted into a zimun. What is the age of Pu'utos? Sif Koton Chav Dalet. Hainu keben teisha o keben eser. So the Magen Avraham says that it's a child that is the age of 9 or 10. V'yesh omrim dehu adin bepachos mishirzeh. Some say it could even be younger than 9 or 10. Imhu rak mi ben sheish v'mala. As long as he's 6 years of age and older. Imhu charif v'yodeh l'mi mevarachin. As long as he's sharp and he understands that we're blessing Hashem. So even if he's 6 years old, some say he can be counted into a zimun. Sivkaton chafei umitzari if he joins together. Hainu echad velo shnayim. So when the Mechaber says a katan at age 9 or 10 or possibly even 6 could be counted into a zimun, that is talking about only one child and not two children. Bein l'shlosha bein l'asara. Whether it's for a zimun of 3 or a zimun of 10, it's a maximum of one child that it can count it in and not two children. Siv katan chavav, the Mechaber said, bein l'shlosha bein l'asara. He could be counted into a zimun both of 3 or of 10. V'hadi isav esivav, but that which we learned yesterday in sivav, the ein mizamna la ketanim, that ketanim cannot be counted into a zimun. Mairi b'ketanim b'yoser. There, it's obviously talking about a younger age than we're discussing tonight, and that's where everyone says a katan cannot be joined in. O she'enu yadel mi mevarachin, or even if he's older, we have 2 requirements. One is an age requirement, and the other one is to know who we mevarachin. So, if it's an older child, he can't be counted into a zimun if he does not realize that we are blessing Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Sikoton Chav Zayin goes on the Ramah, who argues with the Mechaber. The Ramah says that we cannot join into a zimun, a child, unless he is 13 years of age. Then we could count him like a gadol that brought shtei saros. The Amrinan, because we say, Kevon Shehigia L'chlal Shonim. Once he reached the category of years, meaning he reached the age of 13 years, Mistoma Klar Hevi Shtei Saros. We could assume he already brought 2 hairs. The Ein Tzarech Bedicha Acharze. He does not need to be checked. There's a chazaka that once a boy is 13 years of age, we could assume he has Shtei Saros. Avol, Im Bidakuhu V'nimtza She'en Bo Shtei Saros. If for some reason he was checked, and it was noticed that he does not have shtei saros, lo mitzarfinan leila zimun. He cannot join in the zimun. So you really need to be a gadol. You have to be 13 years and shtei saros. We assume if you're 13, you also have shtei saros, but if we know for a fact you don't have shtei saros, you would not be able to be counted into the zimun. Note number 20 points out a stira to somewhere else in the Mishabura, where he says, even if we see that he does not have simonim, we could assume they fell out, and the chazaka is stronger. We assume if he's 13, he had saros, and the saros must have fallen out, so he would be counted. counted in over there. V'chol elu hadeos hu rak l'inyan seiruv sheyeh mitzarev l'shloshel la'asara. Till now, this whole discussion is the point in which you can join together to a zimun of 3 or to a zimun of 10. But we're not talking about the actual benching, being motzi, someone just joining in and counting towards a zimun. Aval sheyeh hu ha'mezamin. But for him to be the leader of the zimun, the yotzi acherim bebirchas hamazon, and to pater other people and be motzi them in their benching, l'kuli alma eino motzi ad sheyiyah ben yud gimel shana v'yom echar v'yadua shtehevi shtei zaros. There we don't rely on a chazakah. If he's going to actually be benching and be motzi someone else, then we must know 100% that he is a gadol. He must be 13 years of age. He must have shtei zaros. Why is that? Shebirchas hamazon hu min haTorah, because benching is midaraisa, assuming the people who is being motzi ate till they were full. Ubishal Torah ain't so much chazaka zud mistamehivi. This chazaka of Rava, that once a child reaches the age of 13, we assume he has shtei saros, that chazaka only works for things that are derabanan. So as we'll see, the Mishabura, we've seen already, we'll see again today, the Mishabura holds that zimun is derabanan. But benching, everyone agrees, is daraisa. If people ate till they're full, therefore, for a katan to be motzi someone in benching, so it wouldn't help to rely on this chazaka, because that's a daraisa, and you would have to know for a fact that he's 13 years of age and he has shtei sarus. Miu, however, im ha-mezamin eino omer ki'im nevarich, but if he's just leading the zimun, he's not also being motzi others in benching. V'chol birchas ha-mazon mevarech kol echel v'echel la'atzmo kiminageinu. But if it's like our minhag nowadays, that one person leads the zimun, and everyone benches the entire birchas ha-mazon on their own, leis lan ba, then there's absolutely no problem with the katan leading the zimun. T'kevan shu ben yud gimel shana samchinan bezala chazaka. Since he's 13 years, and he's not being motzi them in the benching, which is daraisa, only in the zimun, which as we'll see in a moment, is the rabbanon. Therefore, we rely on the chazaka of Rava, that if we know he's 13, we assume he has shtei saros. And that is the Sharat Zion, Os Yotes writes, the zimun l'rov ha-posim hum midirabbanon. As we've seen before, the Chavetz Chaim says, zimun according to most poskim is only midirabbanon, and therefore that would work. If you look at note 22, once again, they bring down the Chazon Ish that argues, HaChazon Ish nechlok al zeh v'savar shezimun humi daraisa. The Chazon Ish holds that zimun is daraisa. V'al kein kasa b'shon halachos. Therefore, Reb Chaim Kanievsky writes in the Shon Halachos, she'ein litein leben yud gimel lezamein al smach ha-chazaka. You cannot give a 13-year-old boy, unless you know he has simonim, and you can't just rely on a chazaka to have him lead the zimun, because according to him, the zimun is daraisa. That's only in a case where besides this child, there are 3 other gedolim. If there are only 2 other gedolim, so you could lead the zimun, there wouldn't be a downside of the either he's considered a gadol, and he's emotzi them. If he's not a gadol, there's no chi of zimun, so it wouldn't matter anyway. Umachmas das ha-chazon ish hora ha-stipler. The stipler paskins based on this understanding of the chazon ish. He paskin lenechdo to his grandson, shelo lezamin besudas habar mitzvah shelo. Since he's only 13, no one checked that he had simanim. We're relying on the chumrah of the Chazon Ish that zimun is daraisa. We're concerned for that. So he did not allow his grandson that was 13 to lead the zimun at his bar mitzvah. Achein, however, Baruch HaShulchan posak edas ha-mishabura, Baruch HaShulchan agrees with the mishabura, that rov poskim hold that zimun is the rabbanon, and therefore a bar mitzvah boy can lead the zimun at his bar mitzvah. V'hosev eni ezon shekein ha-minog posak, shechosen ha-bar mitzvah mizamim v'sirus ha-bar mitzvah. And the Baruch HaShulchan writes that that is the minog, that a bar mitzvah boy does lead the zimun at his bar mitzvah, below bedikim hevi shtei saros, without checking if he has shtei saros. Sivkoton chav ches v'cheirish. If you could turn off the heat, that would be appreciated. The sivkoton chav ches v'cheirish. The next point of the Rambo was the cheirish v'shote in mechavnin u'mevinin mitzarfen l'zimun. If they are mechavin and they understand, they could join into the zimun. So the Mishabu writes in chav ches ma'iri b'cheirish hamidaber ve'eno shameya. We're discussing over here a cheirish that is one who can speak, but he can't hear. He's not a deaf mute. He's only deaf, but he's not mute. He can speak, but he cannot hear. That's the one that the Rambam is telling us can count into a zimun. The ilu b'cheresh gomer. If he's a total cheresh, he's a deaf mute. Kaimalon de pater mikol ha-mitzvos kakatan. There we hold he's totally pater from mitzvos. Obviously, he cannot join into a zimun. He's like a lower age katan that would not work. De la bardeyahu, because he's not considered a person who has das. Like we learned earlier in Simon Nunhei Sivches. Ve'eno mitzarif, and the male is not mitzarif. V'cheresh ha-shomeyah ve'eno medaber. One who is a cheresh, who hears, and he can't speak, so really, we call him a mute, he only can't speak. So I am a primigodim. If you look at note 24, he points out, Sha primigodim don lechalek bein zimun ba'asara, shemitzarfen oso. So the primigodim makes a chiluk, when it comes to a person who can't speak, between a zimun of 3 and a zimun of 10, a very interesting chiluk. He says, that when it comes to a zimun of 10, we'll count them in. Mishum shashchina shora al kol asar miYisrael. Whenever you have 10 yidin there, the shchina is there. Lebein zimun b'shlosha versus a zimun of shlosha sheyitochin she'ena mitzarif. There, it's logical to say that the mute cannot be mitzarif. V'chein pasav b'shulchan aruch harav shebishlosha anias hamiyot ma'akevus. When it comes to 3, the answering of the miyot is ma'akev. And he points out, this is a very important addition, the alko ponim tsarosha roilanus. At least we need that he's fitting to answer. We'll see later on cases where if he doesn't answer, it's okay. And we've seen cases in the past, but he has to be someone that's shy to answer. If he's mute and he can't answer, so he's knocked out from 3. 10, he wouldn't be knocked out because 10 is considered dvarim shebekedusha. The same way when you have dvarim shebekedusha, you have a minion, one person sleeping, the shechin is still there, you have 10 yidden. So even if one person can't answer, it would be 100% fine, says the Prima Gadim, to count him into a zimun of 10, even though he can't speak, but not to a zimun of 3. When it comes to a dvarim shebekedusha, so then it doesn't matter if everyone answers, you don't have to have the answering of every single person. Now, even in the Rama over here, we're bringing in the notes, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Prima Gadim, between 3 and 10, when it comes to a mute, the truth is that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav argues with the Rama, and even by a person who is deaf who can speak, it says the same thing, it would only work. That was the Rama says, that a cheresh that can't hear, he can't speak, in mechavnen u'mevinen mitzarfen lezimun, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says on that, that's only a zimun of 10. Because a zimun of 10, again, if he can't hear, it doesn't matter, the shechin is there, it's varm shebekedusha, even if that person can't hear, but a zimun of 3, if one of them can't hear, so he says that would not be good, so that's how he explains the Rama. He understands the Rama that it's dafka going on a zimun of 10, not a zimun of 3 or 10. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, Vaitis of Katan Chavtes v'shote. So we said a cheresh and shote, if they're mechavnen u'mevinim, they could join together to the zimun. Says the Mishnah Berurah, lo mairi b'shote gomer. Just like we said, a real cheresh, a deaf mute, is out, he doesn't have das, so a real shote gomer also doesn't have das. That's not what we're talking about over here. The ze'in mitzarif, of course he's not mitzarif. Elo she'enu chachom kolkach keshar inshi, v'ho'om machzikin oso l'shote. We're talking about a person over here, that he's not as much of a chacham as other people, and people see him and they think of him as a shota. So he's not a low-grade shota, he's a higher-grade shota, so that person, although he is a lower, maybe IQ or whatever it is, he can be counted into a zimun. But someone who's a real shota gamur, he has no das, like a cheresh, eno shomeh, v'eno medaber, like a small katan, cannot be counted into the zimun. There's a very important bi'ar locha that I'd like to do over here, with a very geshmaka note. Divrei maskil mitzarf in the zimun. So this is going on that which we said in the Rama, that a cheresh and shota can count towards a zimun. I in the Mishnah Berurah, look in the Mishnah Berurah which we just did, the mari b'cheresh hamedaber v'eino shomea. We're discussing over here a cheresh that can speak but he can't hear. L'chora poshet. L'chora, it's obvious. The dafka le'inyan tseirufu. Again, this is dafka talking about joining together to 3 or 10, maybe machlokas, of a zimun. Aval, who ain't nochum lechatkila shiehu amezamein lehotzi achem v'chamazon. But it's pashut, he should not be the one that's leading the zimun and being motzi everyone in benching. The cheresh should not be leading the benching and be motzi others who are just listening to him. Why? We paskin in kuf pehei. The lechatchila tzarach lashmir lazno. Lechatchila, you have to hear what you are saying. And if he's deaf, even though he could speak, he could say the words, but he can't hear it. V'imkein after Shomea Ka'oneh, even though by you listening, you have the din of Shomea Ka'oneh, listening is like saying, Mikomokom heimlo aditha medidei batzmo. You by listening to this person who is deaf, you're not better than him. V'nishar etzlom habrachos bedibur levad belo shmir laznam. The same way that he's a cheresh, he can't hear what he's saying. So he's only yotzei bedieved, because he's not Shomea what he's saying. So you being Yotzei with his Amira, you're no better than him. You're also only going to be Yotzei b'di'eved. So therefore, he shouldn't bench for you, because then you're only Yotzei b'di'eved. It's better to be Yotzei l'chatchila by yourself. Now, if you look at note 26, which starts over here, but we're going to skip that part. If you look at page 37 in the back of the Sefer, this Bi'alocha gets us involved in a major machlokas aposkim between the Chazon Ish and the Beis HaLevi, exactly how Shomea Ka'oneh works. The Mishabura just told us, the Chavos Chaim just said in the Bi'alocha, that if the one leading the benching, the one who's being motziu in benching, cannot hear, he can only speak, since he doesn't hear what he's saying, he's only Yotzei B'di'evet. So if you hear his benching and you're Yotzei with him, you're also only Yotzei B'di'evet. So in the back of the Sefer, towards the bottom of the page, the Kosav Al Zeh HaStipler. The stifler writes on this, Shekoze Mistabe Rakim Inyan Shomea Ka'one. This all is true what the Chavos Chaim is saying, only if you hold that Shomea Ka'one is Shemaisa Chavero Sha'ose Ba'ado Poter Oso Kein Shlichus. That the way Shomea Ka'one works, that he's like your Shaliach, however he is Yotze, whatever is counted into his Amira is counted for you as well. Like the Chazon Ish holds, that it's like you're being Yotzei the way he's Yotzei. So if he's only being Yotzei b'di'eved, because he only said he didn't hear, say you're only being Yotzei ki'ilu you said and you didn't hear, even though you did hear. But you only get credit for what he did. So if the one who's saying it is only being Yotzei b'di'eved, you can't get any more credit than the one you're hearing in front. So he's only Yotzei b'di'eved, you're only Yotzei b'di'eved, even though you're actually hearing it. But if we take the side in the machlokas of the Beis HaLevi, that he holds she'etzem hashmiyah he kiyum ha-mitzvah v'nechshav ki'ilu omar ba'atzmo, the Beis HaLevi holds that his words are your words. It's ki'ilu you said what you heard. He said the words of benching, it's ki'ilu you said it. So all you're borrowing from him is the words that he said, it's ki'ilu you said it, but you hear it, so therefore you would be Yotzei according to the Beis HaLevi. So the Chavos Chaim over here is taking on like the Chazon Ish, that it's not just his words are your words. His whole matzav becomes your whole matzav. He's like your shaliach. So if he's Yotzei b'di'eved, you're Yotzei b'di'eved. But if you would take on like the Beis HaLevi, that it's just you're getting his words, but anything on the side is whatever you have, so you're able to hear, so that's l'chatchila. So that's a beautiful connection of the machlokas, the Beis HaLevi and the Chazon Ish. In most cases, the Beis HaLevi comes out more machmir. Like by Birchas Kohanim, so the Beis HaLevi says, it's only ki'ilu you're saying the words, but you're not saying it b'kol rum. So usually the Beis HaLevi is the chumra in this machlokas. In this case, the Beis HaLevi comes out l'kula, you're just getting his words, all you want is his words in this case. You don't want his shmiah, because he doesn't have a shmiah. If you're just getting his words, and you have your own shmiah, so you have a ki'im l'chatchila fi the Beis HaLevi, that's what the stipler points out, that this case would be talui in the machlokas of the Chazon Ish and the Beis HaLevi. Let's go weiter and finish the siman. We are in Sif Yud Aleph. Misha niduhu al aveira, one who was placed in nidui, in excommunication, because of an aveira he did, ein mezamnin olav, he cannot be counted into a zimun. Says the Mishabura Sifkot and Lamud, ein mezamnin olav, bein l'shlosha bein l'asara, this is whether for a zimun of 3 or 10, shezehu l'shon nidui, that is the language of nidui, it means, shemarchikin, we're distancing him, umavdilin oso me'agudasam, and we're separating him from the aguda, from the group. Memeli can't be part of a Zimun. The whole lashon of Nidui is he's outside the camp. If he's outside the camp, obviously he's not part of the Zimun. The Ayin Lael Simon Nun Hei Sif Yod Beis B'Ralacha. That concludes Simon Kuf Tzadi Tes. And Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin Simon Reish.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.